Okay, looks like possibly. Are we? Why is that? Camera's still on, that's why. Okay, looks like that's on. Better get your motor running. Oh, that's on too. Holy. I can't believe that. That's actually working. Wow, we got everybody in here. Tyler Garden, Sherry Johnston, Glory Holgal, Muslim Day Slavery in Germany. Sean's here. Selma's here. Karen's here. Who else is here? Aha. Oh, live. Yes, we are live, baby. Okay, we are live. Okay, oh, we got another one here. Eileen. Wow, okay, cool. All right, for all of you that have popped in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's show, we are going to get into some expose. Because, you know, I get, sometimes I get a little bit entertained. Got to tell you, sometimes I get entertained. I can hear you. Okay, cool. You know, there's always somebody that doesn't want to research or doesn't want to read or doesn't want to really investigate correctly. But I'll tell you what we do see a lot of. I see a lot of entertainers. People with a stethoscope and an overcoat with light microscopy, dark microscopy, electron microscopy. This all looks entertaining and wonderful. Makes somebody look really important. You know, I have really very little anything with most of these people. I try not to even look at their shit. People send me their stuff all the time, and sometimes it's good they do because then I can see what bullshit is being propagated. Because there's so much out there, right, that people want to sell you. They want to sell you whatever the bullshit of the day. You know, they all want to be the superstar that's going to solve the problem with the nano, bio, genetic program weapon that was injected and inserted to people. And I'm all for that. I'm all for people trying to find a solution. You know, I'm all for trying to help somebody out. You know, I am. But I'm also for not being fucking sloppy. Sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. And the reason why they're sloppy is because they don't really research. So you don't, if you only look at one perspective of what you're doing and only what you're doing, you're gonna miss the mark. You're gonna miss the boat. That's why I like talking to people and integrating with people, integrating in the sense of we're having a common discussion, sharing perspectives and sharing ideas and sharing what we see. Because I don't see everything. Nobody does. And if you're looking through the eyes of a lens, you're gonna see even less. What you see, you can magnify, but doesn't mean it's accurate, doesn't mean it's true, doesn't even mean that what you're looking at has any real relevance to what's really going on. When you look inside of a box, all you see is what's in the box, nothing more. So when I hear all these people making proclamations that, you know, something is going to do something without electricity, you're going to deal with technological infections, synthetic infections, without using any kind of technology, I have to say, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. I can't say it any other way. If you're dealing with an operating system and a program, you are not going to take this out with a herb, with a vitamin, with any supplement, nada. And if it has a functionality to it, or an operating function, that will allow it to adapt, repair, and replicate itself, then how are you going to stop this with a herb? Now we have something else that we can use. We can use a chelating agent, right? It's a mineral. It's a metal. Chelating agents actually bind with metals. This is what we're told, right? EDTA, DTPA, STS, whatever. Of all the chelating agents I've ever seen, STS by far blows everything out the door. There's nothing that comes close to it. I've used sodium EDTA. I've used DTPA. Actually, I was selling DTPA to pull radiation out of people's bodies. But the whole, now everyone says nicotine makes me, the nicotine bullshit, you know, they don't really understand that when this thing has an adaptive capacity, it means exactly what I say. It will take whatever you throw at it. You may knock it down once, you may knock it down twice, but the third time's a charm. You're not going to knock it down anymore. In fact, it will now have adapted and start using the replicating capacity to integrate into it what it's going to need to morph or develop. So when somebody, hey Tommy, how you doing? And fake and ache. So when someone is saying we're going to use a chelating agent without disengaging the program, oh baby, talk about dumb. And especially when you don't understand. Hi Tony, me and my wife love your information. I was wondering what you thought of laser treatment eyes to see better. No, not a good idea. From what I found, my mom had it done, and from what she's telling me, it does improve your vision to some degree, but then there are drawbacks with it, a lot of drawbacks. You're better off wearing glasses than having that done. It can actually, because you're eye beaming radiation into the eye, and it can actually cause some damage. And again, it's not perfected. I would tell you, use things to regenerate your eyes and to, again, use whatever you have. I have to now wear magnifiers with yellow lenses because of all the time I spend researching. It's kind of worn my vision down. I still can see. I can see far away, no problem. It's when it's up close, it gets to be a little bit of an issue, especially when the light is beaming into my eyes from a computer. Getting back to the other, when we have someone telling you to use a product without disengaging the functionality, the programming, the operating systems, somebody is smoking something other than nicotine. Gotta tell you, something's wrong somewhere here. And like I said, I talked to microscopists from all over the place. They contacted me, told them what they were looking at before they did. And, all we're looking at is through a dark lens. That's it. It's not a big deal. It's not something that is all whatever, It's just another venue of looking at things. But let's take a look at EDTA, because now I'm hearing EDTA is going to be the solution. You don't need anything electrical to pull this stuff out. Bullshit. Now, let me explain bullshit. Obviously, this researcher, and I'm not going to mention no names because, it's not there's no class to that. I mean, even though they can't spell my name when they do a report. But when we're talking ligand, now I mentioned ligand. Now, what's a ligand? Ligand is a binding agent that allows nanotechnology or nanoparticles to assemble and to do whatever, even to run electricity or to redirect electricity. You can use a ligand to do this. So when we're looking at the Rice University, the ligand of choice they were using was a lipid. But you can use lipids, you could use carbons, you can use proteins. EDTA is a synthetic protein or synthetic peptide. And before I go on any further, because I want to make this clear, EDTA and sodium would be the preferred choice if you want to get stuff out of the brain, okay? Adding even the sulfur component to it, like MSM or NAC or alpha-lipoic acid. You might want to use these things after you disengage the function of the program for self-assembling, self-replicating, self-repair, self-repair, self-repair. Did I say self-repair? If you don't do this, then what you're doing is you're feeding the technology a peptide so that it could further, attach and grow. Now, the research that was quoted by the patent that this person's research was, again, One little search. This is what gets me to. All of a sudden, they're experts because they look at one report, one document, one research. Ooh, intellect of a gnat. Sorry, but that's what that is. Intellect of a gnat. And this causes a lot of discord and a lot of people to get all effed up on misinformation because of how they're looking at this and how they are interpreting it. And a person's interpretation is subject to what they know. And if you only know what's inside of a lens and that's all you know, I'm sorry, but you don't know shit. Period. You just don't know shit. Time to look at other things. What the hell? Do I got another whatever? So when we're looking at the whole picture here of things, what's really going on, what's really happening, You know, we have to, Rumble's offline. Rumble's offline. Is anybody else having a problem with Rumble? Okay, I'll continue. Hold on, let me see here. Okay. Well, somebody just said that Rumble's offline, 1876. He's not even in here. Where the hell is he? Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'm getting repeated messages and all kinds of shit. As soon as I open my mouth to expose this bullshit, I've had some stuff going on. Okay. So when you're looking at something through a scope, you know, and you're looking only through one narrow tube, one narrow nothing, and you're not looking at the big picture about how these things can actually work. And when you're looking at a research from a con, Moderna was a con, big con. Why would I even believe any shit they're saying? But when you look at the patent on that, what they were showing is how they were assembling their constructs of what they were putting in the injections. It made things a little smaller. That it did. But it didn't break anything down. It doesn't say it breaks anything down. It just says it made them smaller because of the way it chelated with the iron. And when you run an electrical charge through that protein, it can actually increase or redirect the electricity going through it. It's amazing to me how the interpretation was so even effed up. I have to even wonder sometime. I really do. I have to really wonder sometime if some of these people, are they actually medical people? Or are they just actually, you know, actors? You know, I mean, anybody can go buy a document online, you know, saying that you pay $150 and you can get a certification and put it behind you on the wall. Anybody can do that today. But kind of makes me wonder, seriously, how dumb these people are. What do they not know how to read? And then this. But see, I don't just blame these people. See, I got to blame the general population here because none of you will actually do anything except be entertained. Are you entertained? Are you just sitting there listening to somebody just speaking like myself? You know, you actually validate what I'm telling you. I even put my stuff on there, not just one patent or two, or, you know, one or two, just like Carbon C60 had one document saying that it increased longevity in a test on rats. One document? Mean to tell me that wasn't tested anywhere else to validate this? And because we're hearing the term NASA, is NASA something to do with some dark forces, demonic entities, and all kinds of weird shit like this? But people will run to it, boy. NASA. So like I said, when we're looking at a lot of these things today and we're just trying to understand stuff, you know, it's a good idea to take onus and responsibility for your own health. When somebody wrote to me and says, well, I wasn't dealing with some sort of issue that was going on. I wrote them back and says, well, you know, why would I deal with an issue? It's a frequency. There's nothing going on. I said, you might even be targeted. See, this is the thing. Nobody wants to look at these things. Nobody wants to look at what's really going on. And I get it. It's such an overwhelming and overpowering reality, right, that your government will fuck you. I mean, all you got to do is go to Canada. As a Canadian, I got royally jammed. You know, target-directed energy weapons, losing my business. The whole nine yards, you know. Because I spoke the truth. That was my only crime. I spoke the truth. And in Canada, you can't do that. In Canada, you cannot criticize the WF for ruining the country. In Canada, you cannot criticize the prime minister for forcing a general population to take a bioweapon. But the Canadians are just as fucking responsible for the problems in Canada as the politicians because they accepted it and complied. You know, this is a reality, and you cannot comply yourself out of a totalitarian system. This is another reality. We are heading for a war. If we want to win Canada back, if we want to win America back, if we want to win Europe back, if we want to win any of these places back, you're going to have to be willing to fight for it. You're going to have to be willing to get off your ass. You have to be willing to take onus and responsibility for it. There's no other way. There's no other way. If you're still going to comply, you're still going to accept everything they tell you, you're still going to just bow down and obey obey, you know, then you're going to, then that's all you're going to get. Are you going to take the next round of injections because somebody with a white coat and a stethoscope told you that this is what you should do? Are you going to let somebody else do your thinking for you? Are you going to let some minister or preacher or priest or some hierarchy in some religious institution tell you to go get another jab because they told you to do so and you're just going to obey? It's really unbelievable when we look at the level of brain frequency that is on such a low end. If somebody dial down the frequency of the brain. What's your name? I don't know. I got a shot for you. Oh, do you? How much is it going to cost? It's free. Oh, sign me up. How do you fight back when you have energy weapons? Well, you fight back by not complying. That's one thing. You can have energy weapons, you know, but either, okay, you have to look at it this way. You really have to look at it this way. We're already dead. We are already dead. We just haven't fallen down yet. And we're not living. We are not living. Obeya. Yeah, it's in Spanish. secondly, by not participating in their system. You're not going to win this war without any kind of strategy in regarding to what you have to do. But you have to understand that any time you are involved in using their services, accepting their contracts, you signed for a bank or whatever, you are now agreeing to accept the terms of service. Federal employees in Canada are getting emails from management saying variant KP2 is coming. Yay! Hurry up, Canada. Run, get your jab. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Moderna's got the kill shot just for you. run. Be the prototype that the WHO, WEF wants you to be. Sign right up. Fight. Run. Like I said, all this propaganda, all this stuff that's being propagated today, all this disinformation by even the people that are supposed to be helping people, it blows me away, the limited understanding they have. I mean, there's another one that was produced. I talk about nano gold. I actually found a research that basically refuted that whole stupidity. If you combine EDTA with nano gold, okay, if you do that, what will happen is the nano gold will then start to structure itself all by itself at room temperature. It will engage the ligand in the EDTA and form all kinds of strands, all kinds of circles, all kinds of balls, all kinds of shapes. Quebec signed a $2 billion deal to manufacture satellites now. Well, you got to kill Canadians way up north, right? You got to find them. Elon Musk will be right there with his satellite. Oh, we'll help you out. We'll wipe out these dissidents, these insurrected people that will not obey or comply. We'll kill them all off. What the hell? If you don't comply to the lie, that's your first step in winning the battle. It may come down to taking down all the towers, throwing away all the cell phones. I mean, that's the biggest access point right now they have with you. There's a tech that's associated with you. It was Elon Musk mentioned in that report about satellite production. Because it seems like the more we keep supporting the networks and the systems, the more they encage us. And when we're looking at the gulags, they call 15-minute cities, how they want everything to run. And then I was looking at Bill C-293 in Canada. Yeah, he is mentioned. What a surprise. Elon Musk is mentioned in that. Yeah. you know, there are like 5 or 6 billionaires in the world right now that are doing all this research on AI. And they're shutting down any competitive research companies are doing research on AI. They're actually buying everything out. They're controlling the AI, or they think they're going to control the AI. Anyway, Elon Musk is one of them. He was the one propagating how dangerous this was and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we should be slowing it down. We should be shutting. He's in the thick of it. You got the guy in the NVIDIA that's building the chips for AI. You got Bezos. You got Gates. There's another guy there as well. They're all raised, and they're all billionaires. They're all billionaires, every one of them. This is what's going on the planet today. Billionaires are using the Earth as a playground, and they're bringing in all this dangerous technology, and they themselves admit that it's a dangerous technology. But they want to be in the driver's seat. Oh, boy. These are devices that Tony, I wonder, can we win the war against AI and everything else if we get blackout for a long time? Now, AI will have backups, and that's what the blockchain was for. The blockchain wasn't set up for Bitcoin or all that Bitcoin bullshit. The blockchain was set up for AI, that it could redirect itself anywhere it wants to on the ground level. Now it can redirect itself anywhere in the satellite level. The energy is now there all the way around. It's not limited to a cable or limited to a wire or limited to just a antenna. You know, it's now everywhere. Kurzweil's, but he's not in the AI part of that. Not like they are. They're trying to get, and they're telling you, and they're warning everybody with the AI stuff, that the AI is going to take your jobs. So we're not going to have, we're not going to have the opportunities to become billionaires because the machines are going to be doing all the jobs for you. There's going to be no revenue being streamed to you. And the CERB that they're talking about, right, to give you money to compensate for the fact that you can't find a job, they're going to eliminate you. Okay, if they put you in a 15-minute city, all right, and they decide that, okay, let's say, just give an example, and I'm not racist, just pointing out a certain situation. Well, let's say we're bringing all these East Indians over to Canada. Oh, wait, that's true. And they decide to go to specific sectors of Canada. A Bramley or Brampton or Toronto, different areas. And they decide that we got too many East Indians in Canada. We got to do something about this situation. All of a sudden, they turn on the frequency, and all of a sudden, we target Bramley, Brampton, and maybe Mississauga. All of a sudden, now we have an outbreak. And just so happens, those outbreaks are in those 15-minute cities. Now, let's say we got a whole slew of natives way up north, different reserves all over the place, and now we decide we want to eliminate them. And all of a sudden, we fire frequency, satellite, now because we're building satellites now, right? More satellites, if they already don't already have them, being shipped to New Brunswick. 4,600 Haitians being shipped to New Brunswick. Oh, my gosh. I hope those people are armed. I hope they're armed. You know, I hate to say it, but I hope they're armed. You know, and if they're not, they will be. And I hope, and I wonder if they're shipping them there because these people complied. That word again, complied, and surrendered their firepower, their firearms to the government. I wonder. This is going to bring on a crime wave in Canada that we've never seen before. So when we're looking at a lot of the different things that, Canada is the prototype. Canada is the new prototype. You know, Canada only had about 24, 26 million people in it. It's probably still only has 24, 26 million people. I mean, they wiped out about 12 million of them. And another 50% of what's left wants to leave the country. And I would probably tell everybody in Canada, it might not be a bad idea that everybody leaves Canada and forms a colony somewhere else to keep the Canadian mentality alive. And some things need to improve, obviously, but we're never going to see Canada come back the way it was. You know, hide your cats. No way. How else are these people going to eat? You got to feed them cacciatore. Gosh, Sherry, you got to feed these people. 250,000 semi-skilled Kenyans heading to Germany. Really? Oh, boy. You know, they want to start an insurrection. They do. And they want people to kill each other. That will save them time and money for them to do it. That's what this is all about. This is what it's all about. We have these dichotomies, and we're trying to turn the whole world into a melting pot like the USA, and we've seen how good that had worked out. That took 100 years of bloodshed for that to get to a certain point. And discrimination is running rampant in this country, just as it was 50 years ago or 100 years ago. Canada's always been a racist country, too. That's another factor, too. It's been primarily racist. But it is what it is. But in regarding to the societies and systems that we have going on today, for the most part, it worked. For the most part. There are some things that needed to be changed, but that was never going to be changed. It was never going to be fixed. It was never designed to be fixed. Sherry, that ain't nice. Oh, man. But this is what this is going to bring in racial turmoil to Germany. Again, another hit on the Germans. For what? For what? You know. But again, I was listening to some military guy before the show, and he was saying that he's traveled all over the world. He says there are three countries in the world where people are still wanting to go to: the United States, and he couldn't figure out the reason why. I can't either, to be honest with you. Japan and Germany. But he also said that the countries that hate the U.S., Japan, and Germany are Americans, Japanese, and Germans. People don't hate Americans. They don't hate Japanese. They don't hate Germans. It's because the countries themselves have been programmed to be on a self-destruct. That's why. Anywhere you go, even Canadians, he was mentioning how Canadians are still well-received throughout the world. And they were talking about the protests, and Canadian flags were being flown everywhere. There were protests going on. Canada had initiated that. Canada would have won that if the politics in the United States had stayed out of it. If they hadn't impeded the cash flow that was outside the reach of Canada, that we could have shut that shit down, period. All of it. And you say, how can we fight this? The way to fight this is everyone has to not comply. That's how we fight it in Canada. Instead of being such a compliant bunch of putty, we need to be non-compliant to anything that the government presents. Not accept anything. Anybody they bring over, do not assist in any way, shape, or form. Let them figure it out. What was I reading? He mentions Kevin Johnson was saying something. Where was it now? I think it was in the U.S. And he said two people that were of African-American descent from Haiti or from some other country had stopped this guy and his kid, and they stabbed this guy in his neck a couple times, and the guy keeled over and fell off, you know, and then they took off laughing that they killed him. This is going to bring, if this stuff is not a fabrication or some sort of theater or some bullshit, if this gets really real, there's going to be a bloodbath in America. They want America to break down, and any unity that has been formed with different people from different aspects of life, they are going to try to create this junction going on. They don't want people to work together. You know, that's impossible with mind control. That's impossible. Now you lost me there. Mind control, you could kill somebody, you wouldn't even know it. You know, how many people were shooting, how many people have gone to movie houses and schools and stuff and shot people thinking they're playing an arcade? They put that into people. It's not impossible. I'm not sure what you mean. Maybe I'm misreading this. But this is what we got going on. The mind control thing, the zombie apocalypse that they're talking about has already begun. It's already been engaged. The military fellow that was talking, he was talking about the Hamas situation. And he said, what's going on, what's really going on over in the Middle East is the Israel and the Hamas. The Hamas is a wing of the Israeli military, and they're going into Palestine. Hamas is going into Palestine and killing the Palestinians. They're paving the way, and they're wiping them out. Weapon frequencies can do anything to anyone. Yep, pretty much. So this is what's really going on. So a lot of things that we're seeing today on the media is all bullshit. We were supposed to have had a war start 2 days ago with Russia, with NATO. I've not heard anything. I've not seen any nuclear missiles coming over here. Nothing. So I'm not sure if it is going on. I've seen some videos where they have these kamikaze drones coming in. We're hearing a lot of stuff. Yeah, we're hearing a lot of shit. And I'm just wondering if a lot of this is nothing more but an MKUltra program. When we see people killing masses of people and they got semi-automatics, you have to think, where are they getting these guns? Where are they getting this kind of sophisticated weaponry? You know, how does a kid get a semi-automatic to wipe out 100 people? I mean, all people will not comply is impossible with mind control. I don't know about that. I really don't know about that. We have 90% of the global population has taken these jabs. You know, didn't take much. All you got to do for the general population to get them to comply is put something on the television. This is all it takes. This is how far dumbed down people have become. This is how far they've been controlled, made to be mindless, literally. This is how far the cell phones and the technology has taken people today. You know, that if you want put something on television and display a theatrical scenario, Israel tried it. Remember what 6 months ago? They were saying that an explosion went off in the harbor. And when people were looking at it, what was really going on, that was a video that was taken 20 years before. But this is all it would take. This is all it would take today. You know, so yeah, I wouldn't say it's impossible. People have so much nanotechnology in their bodies from the food area. Yeah, that's another thing too. So this is why when I hear these specialists, these professionals, and all the word professional means for everyone, for FYI, for everyone, all the word professional means really is you get paid for what you do. That's a professional. So again, when we're looking at the word professional, just because somebody's got a title, I'm a professional. I get paid for what I do. You know, I'm a professional. That's all that really means. You know, you are doing, and again, I think if you look at the word professional, it probably means something completely different. You know, someone who professes something. But a lot of these people that are getting paid big money are the very ones that the more you support will cut you at the knees. Cut you at the knees. Let me read some stuff here because I want to, I don't think I've got any recordings tonight. I want to read some stuff so that you understand, you know, some of the stuff. I mean, even before the corona virus became the SARS, COVID-19 virus became COVID-19. This is the gullibility of people. You know, we went from corona, COVID-19, certification of vaccination, 2019. Then we changed from COVID-19 to SARS-CoV. And now we have the pandemic because people bought into it. But that's all you'd have to do. That's all you'd have to do. Look, I'm going to read a little bit about the whole EDTA bullshit. Oh, my gosh. sometimes I have to I have to laugh. I have to really laugh. I mean, God Almighty. Anyway, okay. Let me read something here just on the preparation of EDTA at room temperature, what it can do. The preparation procedure involved the reaction of H hydrogen, gold, and carbon and something else. Okay, EDTA, the form of EDTA. Okay, the procedure involved the reaction of EDTA, which acted as a reducing agent and ligand, at room temperature without the need for any toxic reagent or additives. The morphology control from spheres to branch forms and nanowire networks was easily achieved by varying the EDTA concentrations. Means that if you mix nanogold or any other thing, it will be utilized in structuring the nano assembly. That's what it means. That's what it really means. And that's the people that are advocating this whole nanogold thing. You know, if there is a peptide protein of any kind in your body, amino acid or whatever, this stuff will use that to construct. Okay. This thing has been well thought out long before any of us were around. And this hits your body on every different level. Now, if you've taken the jab, that's another thing altogether. You know, because now you have not one operating function, you have two main ones, plus sub operating systems are connected to this. That's what makes the jab so difficult to break down. And hitting things with energies and all this stuff, unless the energy that's targeting whatever is not, if it's not been put into some sort of field to stop the ability for it to replicate or repair itself, it will come back. It will come back. And that's just the nano biotech that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the stuff that's in the injections. And it does have the LNP attached to your DNA if you've taken the jab. So the reason why I am telling you this is not to discourage you, because this is discouraging news. I get it. But these people will bleed you economically dry until you get to a point where you'll take on the maid. You'll ask the maid to come. You'll get to a point where you'll say, well, you know what, I've spent everything, I've got nothing left, I'm going to go and take the maid. Okay, this is where this is going to lead you to. Okay. Like I said, EDTA will work as long as you disengage the operating system. When you read how a company is constructing a nano construct for nano delivery, and they're using a component in this construction, and they're attaching it to an iron oxide, which it has a very strong affinity to. No, they'll bind with iron really good. But if you run an electrical charge through the iron or through the EDTA, you now have a charge construct going on. So let me continue here. With all the acids that we have in our body, we have tons of acid in our body. It doesn't mean we're acidic. It just means these acids are a function to create energy in the system, whether to break down materials or whether to convert to materials or to create an electrical charge. I mean, you have lactic acid, propionic acid, acetic acid, butyric acid, sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, ascorbic acid, when consumed, citric acid, malic acid, hydrochloric acid, bile acids, amino acids. These are just some of the acids you have in your system. And these acids will work in creating an electrical charge, even when it breaks down the minerals, whether they're alkaline or negative, plus or minus. They will create electricity in your system. That's just how we work. Neurons fire electrical impulses from one to another. Cells communicate with an electrical charge. Your brain is loaded with electricity. Your heart runs on electricity. Okay, So we just add EDTA to inert metals, and this is the basis of all the sensationalism. But some of you may say, But she has a patent. Yes, but let's see the reality, says. Patents are good when you apply the procedures the way they did and when they are applicable. So anybody can read a patent and base something on a patent. But then when you read the patent and you read what they did with what they're talking about, you may find out that that isn't the actual reality. That isn't the actual reality, what they're telling you, based on what they're telling you from the patent. This is where you have to learn how to interpret. Because interpretation is subjective to people. And the less they've been exposed to the real war going on with these issues, the less they know. They have no idea. They have not read anything. You know, they're thinking in terms of one dimensional. All they see is funnel vision. I have a dark microscope here, and I'm looking down this tunnel. And what do I see in this tunnel? This little circle. And this little circle is only showing me. But you understand the dynamics by what you're seeing. Chances are, no. Have no idea. You know, you're just throwing shit out there. It makes it easy. It's an easy way to make a buck. Gotta tell you, it is very easy to make a buck that way. You know, as one study shows, another study shows as well, the nanometals in the body form metal hydroxide. Now listen to this part of this. Okay, listen to this part of this because this is really important. EDTA cannot bind with all metals. This is another thing. So if you're taking EDTA, you're actually adding a ligand to the system. Another hijack behind the wheel. So especially if you don't disengage the tech. Now, let me read this again. As one study shows, another study shows as well, if all the nanometals in the body that form metal hydroxide, hydrogen peroxides, precipitate, in other words, they're liquids, it becomes solid, then EDTA cannot bind with those metals. Instead, you can get other issues. The body can form precipitates, which again, taking something liquid and turning it into something solid, in several ways other than blood clots. And here are some examples. So this is a whole bunch of examples, like kidney stones, gallstones, calcifications, bone formations, all kinds of stuff. Okay. Now, there's another thing here about it. Okay. And here's how it can translocate nanoparticles. EDTA can basically help move nanoparticles to different parts of your body. It's a chelating agent that can bind to metal ions, forming stable complexes. Stable complexes. Meaning that you have a lot of different structures or different things that it has built, assembled, replicated. The property allows EDTA to facilitate the translocation of nanoparticles throughout the body in several ways, binding to nanoparticles. EDTA can bind to metal-based nanoparticles, stabilizing them and preventing aggregation. This helps maintain their small size, which is crucial for their movement through the biological barriers. And that's the patent that she read. So by keeping it smaller, it allows for deeper penetration. I didn't read that, and I should have researched it, and I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, military industrial complex. The injected are on the blockchain, and they are being tracked in live time via the MAC addresses. Yep. So this is how this is done. One of the ways this is done, I'm going to get into a little bit more on this, but this is why I'm telling you, be aware of who you're listening to on this subject. Most of them don't have a fucking clue. They don't. You know, they're there to look real pretty and look really intelligent. And, you know, they got a stethoscope and an overcoat and a piece of paper telling them that they're intelligent. But, you know, intelligence is limited. You know, having a piece of paper to tell you that you need it, you need, you know, that you're smart. My humble opinion is kind of dumb. You don't need a piece of paper. What you need is results. And there are no results. And then they're combining these things. This is the other stupid thing here, too. It blows me away. We're going to combine nicotine with ascorbic acid and this EDTA. How fucking dumb can you be here on this? Without any real in-depth research on how nanotechnology works. No research whatsoever. Follow. See, this is the other thing that kind of gets me. If you're in the game, if you're in the game, and you are just listening to every other thing, and all you're doing is parroting, you know, passing on the same stupid information without doing any of your own research. And, you know, and this is the research that some of these professionals do. They just look at what was just written. They look at their work and they believe it without investigating that further, without breaking that down any further. Because, again, they do not understand nanotechnology. When somebody's telling you that graphene is magnetic and you go look up magnetic properties of graphene and find that it's a diamagnetic, just like bismuth is, which means it repels a magnetic field. It's highly electrical, but it's conductive, I should say, electrically conductive, but it's not, it has no magnetic effect. Why are we listening to these people then? Why is anybody paying attention to this? See, when I look at that and I start listening to these guys, and you know, and I do, I look for fault. I gotta tell you, these days I've become very, very critical. I also look for results. I don't just look at it one way, but I listen to people with a critical ear. And when I'm hearing them saying some of the stupidest shit, this also tells me that they don't know what they're doing. That these are actors. These are all actors reading a script. Some say, well, they're coming from some university, blah, blah, blah. University is from university. We've had almost 60 years of bullshit in the health food industry. We had people feeding mice GMO grains and corn and whatever, Russian scientists, British scientists, Irish scientists. And they were expelled from the universities because they exposed Monsanto's true weapon of genetics. And this came from universities. And now we have them, you know, coming out there, you know, with all this drama. Dun, 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 Brazilian university has made a major profound discovery. Graphene. And then you look at the Moderna patent and how they use EDTA to make the metals more smaller. Doesn't say it pulled it out, just made it smaller, further adding to its constructive capacity, which allows it to permeate and penetrate further. So who knows, perhaps that the ligand, which is a protein, and maybe what we're seeing as a spike protein is all this iron component inside of the EDTA that they're firing a frequency at, allowing it to extend itself and grow in the body. Ooh, wait a minute, could that be the case? Could that be the case? Don't know. Can't really say, but it sure as hell sounds like it. But is that a fact? No. Speculation, hypothesis, I guess. But it has all the symptoms and all the properties of something very, very reasonable to happen. So now they got you taking all this EDTA, right? Oh, EDTA. Now you got all these nanoparticles inside, and some of them are iron. Some of them are steel. Some of them are titanium borate. Some of them are borate. Some of them are silica. Some of them are lithium. Some of them are nano silver. Some of them are carbons, you know, carbon C60 or carbon C125 or carbon C75. Dun, 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 dun. Well, of course, you're making vaccines and satellites. You got to kill them. You got too many French in Quebec. Got too many French people. Got to wipe them out. Got to wipe them out. We have too many French people in Quebec, eh? And we have to, do something about the Quebecers. The Quebecers, you know, they're too many. We gotta kill them. Gotta wipe them out. You know, we got too many Anglos in Ontario. We gotta wipe them out too. We gotta bring in, you know, we gotta bring in the people from every part of the world. Because we're not making enough babies in Canada. I mean, let's face it, we quit making babies a long time. We're basically on the verge of extinction anyway. They're just speeding it up. In order to maintain, to sustain a society, you have to produce 2.2 babies. Each family has to produce two kids. Some three. And that isn't happening. It's not happening because people in Canada and the United States do not want to bring any more slaves into this world to serve a bunch of demonic entities that are controlling the country. That's primarily the reason. And they have been for the last 50 years trying to stop us from making babies. Now, I did my thing for Canada. I brought in two kids into the world. I replicated myself. You had a woman, and I'm of the mindset, man, God made Adam for Eve and not Steve, and Eve for Adam and not a madam. I'm one of those kind of guys, Find a woman, engage the portal, and produce babies. This is how I think. But would I do that today? No, I wouldn't. And again, that's my call. I don't want to bring any more slaves into the planet. I don't want to bring anybody to be harvested. I don't want anybody to be experimented on with these bioweapons. This is what this all boiled down to. One big fucking experiment, and we're part of it. And then you got these agents of hell, in my humble opinion. Again, in my humble opinion, agents of hell, they come out here and try to disinform people about things they know nothing about and don't even know how to read patterns or understand the whole nature of these things. This is what's really annoying with all of this. And people are suffering stupidly. But on the same token, I'm not putting all the blame on these so-called, reps. You can't put all the blame on them. They're just taking advantage of everybody's stupidity. I blame, like I said, I blame people for themselves, everybody that's been afflicted with whatever you're going through. If you're not willing to take the time to look at what you're doing or understanding the nature of what things and how things work, and you're always in some kind of fear mode, you're never going to get better. You're never going to fix anything. Anytime there's a little discomfort or a little uneasiness or something because you don't understand something, you'll never, never, never heal. Never. I'd be heartbroken. My kid got brainwashed. I'd have to homeschool them first. Well, I think it's a good idea that you homeschool. I got a woman in the Discord. She's got a 15-year-old. She's been listening to my shows. She's been homeschooling her kid. She asked me, so should I be teaching him the narrative? I said, yeah, he's got to know the narrative. He's got to understand what he's getting in, what world he's going to be living in. He has to understand it. You have to show him that. But then you got to show them the truth, the real reality behind all this bullshit that we're seeing. The bullshit of the day is loud and clear. But then, again, if you're immersed in the system, well, the sperm counts, it's not just the sperm counts. Sperm counts can be brought back up. That's not an issue. You can bring up the sperm count pretty easy. Incorporate more arginine, more selenium, more carnitine, and before you know it, masturbate once a week, you will have your sperm count increase. You can incorporate vitamin E as well, not this shit that they're selling as vitamin E, like nothing from flax or soy, but get the real vitamin E that might be extracted from olive oil or sunflower oil or sesame seed oil, something of that nature. Okay, that could be brought back up, but why would any man today want to do this? Because the way they have geared women in the system, okay, you'll have in 10 years you'll lose everything. That's how it is. That's how the system works. 10 years, done. 10, 12 years, you're in the divorce. That's what they've done. A lot of men do not want to get married today, and I've seen this all over the place. They just refuse to want to get involved with women. Because what winds up happening is they and a lawyer even came out and was talking about this, a woman lawyer at that, was saying that men don't want to work 10 years of their lives and then go through a divorce, and the system basically takes everything from them. Why would they want to do this? And now, not only that, but you lose your connections with your kids. Now some other person is raising your children, because chances are your ex-wife may get remarried again, and so forth and so on. So my point is, it's not just a sperm count. It's the system itself. And women have lost too. I'm not saying it's all just the men. Women have lost as well. There's been some situations where the guy's a Mason. He's connected to the judge, and they give the kids to the Mason. And then these kids wind up being, you know, sexually abused or worse. So I have seen both sides of this, you know. But, and again, women are saying the same thing. Why would I want to bring a child into this shithole? Or have some sort of guy, some whack job, eventually become, you know, take my kids and abuse them. So you got a lot of reasons why things are not happening. And again, we're not living under some godly realm here. Not the living God realm. We're living under some godly realm, but it's very demonic, you know. And on top of that, it's not just the sperm count is down, so is the egg count. And that's all because of the nanotechnology. Nanotechnology, the glyphosates. Glyphosates have caused damage to the woman's vagina. The woman's vagina does not receive the nitric oxide properly so that she can engage sexually to enjoy it. It's a very painful experience for some women. So there's a lot of reasons why this isn't happening. But they have sabotaged the West. They have stopped the West from growing and proliferating. They figured they could weaken the West from within, and they have. They have, you know. In order for any male or any female to engage to bring children, yeah, that's the other thing too. The food supply is shit. What I'm struggling here. Just what I have formulated certain things now that I understand that I can eat without any issue. But I mean, it's limited. It's even more limited than what I was doing in Canada. But there's a lot of reasons why people do not want to make babies, you know, or have babies. But again, a lot of this has been done because the government has created a dynamic in North America and Europe, you know, so that that doesn't happen. As a result, we don't have this propagating of our culture or of our families. We don't have it. And those who and those who have kids today, who are in their 30s and 40s, are not wanting kids either. They went through a tough time, and they don't want to go through that again. They don't want a kid to go through that. Like my physiotherapist that's trying to conceive with his wife and trying 9 months and nothing. Well, you're using stuff on the clients, on your clients day in and day out that has polysorbate 20 and 6. I personally having no children, would not have children this day and age from here on out. Oh, come on, Jesus Christ, the truth. You'd have a baker's dozen. Grow a cannabis farm, have them working on the farm, make your millions, then, you know, make some moonshine, make some millions, grow some tobacco, make your millions. You got your workforce right in front of you. Come on, what are you waiting for? Let's see. Agents are probably in some club, Masonic or whatever. Yeah. Let's see what's going on here. You gotta have a baker's dozen. Come on, Jesus Christ, the truth. You gotta have that, you know, 12, 13, 20 kids, you know, have a cannabis farm, put them to work, no chemicals, you know, make sure they don't smoke your profit, and then, you know, grow some hooch, make some hooch, and then, you know, grow your tobacco, you know, and if you can grow a chocolate tree, a cocoa tree, hey. I wouldn't let them use the stuff on me. I bought, yeah. So, like I said, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, think about this. Would you want to bring a kid today and put him through the educational system in the United States or Canada? I wouldn't. I wouldn't put him through the educational system. I'll tell you the two main things I think you should teach kids today. That's not, you know, other than, you know, having faith in God or believing in God, because that's where I always say, if God's not the center of the equation, you have no equation. But the two main things I think they need to know how to do is read and think. Do math and read. They have to understand mathematics. They have to understand how to read and what they're reading. Those are the two main things I think they have to have. They have to understand their environment. They have to understand maybe how to do herbology and, you know, looking for different herbs and different ways of healing your body and taking care of yourself. But this all comes reading and from doing, reading and thinking. You know, it's important that they all know how to read. You know, that's, I think, the main thing, you know, and understanding and interpreting what they're reading. In other words, okay, and depending who's writing the document, because if it's coming from a government agency, guess what? You know, almost any bullshit can mean anything, what they're saying, because all they know how to do is lie. You know. So, so when we're looking at a lot of the things, even in the realm of health, you know, the realm of health, and people don't know how to read a patent or don't know how to read a document or don't know how to understand the nature of things or can't think, can't connect any dot. You know, in other words, if I'm using it for this and they can do all these things, then why wouldn't the nanotechnology apply the whatever? See, everyone's trying to find a different method to doing things. And that's great, great, and wonderful. But does it work? Does it work? Have you really tested? Have you run an electrical charge with the EDTA and the particles that you're putting them together under a slide? And then under a slide, really? You know, let's do some experimentation, shall we? Let's test these patents. Let's test what we're doing here. That's what we did. You know, we tested stuff to see what worked, what didn't work. Compared notes. You know, I had people all over the world I was working with the triangles and the buckets and the spikes. Everywhere on the planet, you know, they were all over the place. Everyone was giving us feedback. You know, that's how we developed the tech. That's how it was done. And it wasn't just done overnight. You know, this is the other thing, too. People think that they're going to have a solution. You know, snap your finger, and there it is. Bingo! The universe is going to send me the answer, and I'm, you know, in the 13th dimension, and I'm talking to these entities, and these entities gave me this machine, and this machine, I can charge $20,000 million just so I can help you find a solution. Don't use this stuff here because this stuff is dangerous, it's dangerous, it's dangerous. But this stuff over here, yes, you got to use it because I am backing that one up. I am, you know, endorsing this one. I need to make some money. I'm going broke and I need to make money. That's what we got going today. That's what we got going today. If you're not paying attention, I shouldn't say if you're not paying attention. If you're not versing yourself in what's real, if you're not versing yourself in what is actually going on today in this realm, if you're not looking at, you know, what this tech is really doing or how this tech really works or what's really going on behind the scenes, then if you allow somebody to do the thinking for you, that's another form of mind control. And if you're allowing someone to give you a mind control, or because, again, they wear a white coat and a stethoscope and they got a little microscope. Oh, we got a microscope, you know, and that's all you see is what you're looking at on a little tiny dimension. And you're not conducting any real experimentation with it. Any experimentations, don't forget, anytime someone's doing an experimentation, it's in a controlled environment. So all you can do really with that is extrapolate. In other words, you see what's going on here, but you can extrapolate. Will it work in this environment, or does it work in an enclosed environment? You have to really look at all these different factors, you know, going on. I was fortunate, and this is going to sound weird for a lot of you, but I was fortunate because I got hit with the nano poisoning. got hit with the frequencies, got it activated, and went down the whole venue, you know, going through the whole smoke. And it took 2.5 years. I was just researching, getting my ass kicked every day, you know. Look at some of my earlier pictures on the YouTube. You'll see I was getting my ass handed to me big time. And got working with another comrade in arms. And we were working night and day, bouncing research back and forth. What did I see? What did he see? Eventually, I started working with other people in, you know, across the Atlantic. You know, and we're doing the same. All of us were fervently looking at stuff. Came up with the idea of the bucket and the triangle. This is how this all came about. The triangle came out because I was working with another guy in Europe. And the interesting thing is nobody had a degree. Nobody had a degree. Nobody had a piece of paper. Nobody had some document to tell them they were intelligent. I got a document telling me I'm smart. I'm smart because the piece of paper says so. That's why the medical field hasn't cured anything in 100 years. But they all got a piece of paper saying they're smart. And I'll tell you what the intelligence is. They've got people believing that they can solve their problems for them by giving them a pill. That's how they are. They're smarter than the general population because they got general population believing in that mythos. But anyway, I don't need a piece of paper telling me that I'm intelligent. I don't need a piece of paper telling me I'm skilled. I don't need a piece of paper to tell me anything. The only time I need a piece of paper is to show somebody in the system that I can kiss their ass because I did it for so long. That's all that piece of paper indicates. Get a PhD, a BS, a BA, whatever, MB, MD, whatever. I just, you know, lots of money, and I kissed a lot of ass to get that paper. That's all that means to me. I have yet to see most people today that are documented in any level or shape or form that actually know what they're really doing. Few and far between I have met. I got to say, I have met some real bright, brilliant people that are documented. And again, but they didn't go along with the system either. They knew the system was bullshit. So when you're looking at a lot of the things going on today, you really have to take in consideration what you're really listening to. All right, let me get back to this document because it's important that you start to think. Think, baby, think. God gave you a brain between the space between your ears. Activate it sometimes. Turn it on. You might be surprised what you might see. Turn it on. You might be surprised what you might learn. It's just something that might want to turn on. Okay. Enhance solubility. By forming complexes with metal ions, EDTA can increase the solubility of nanoparticles in biological fluids, aiding their distribution via the bloodstream. The spike protein, maybe? Ding, 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 ding. Could be. Who knows? Who knows? Protection from degradation. EDTA can protect. Can you dig this? EDTA can protect nanoparticles from degradation by binding to metal ions that might otherwise catalyze their breakdown. This ensures that nanoparticles remain intact as they travel through the body. Did somebody actually read anything? We just read one little thing. Ding, 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 ding. Facilitating cellular uptake. We're going to get more in the cells. I've been saying that for over a decade, but did anybody listen? Of course not. Why would they listen to a guy like me who has been dealing with this thing? But who knows? Anyway, EDTA can enhance the uptake of nanoparticles by cells. Once inside the cells, nanoparticles can be transported to different parts of the body through cellular process. Dun, 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 dun. Let's take another look at another thing here. This is a beauty here. This is a beauty. Translocation to secondary organs. See, nanoparticles on their own can translocate, you know, depending on size, shape, charge, throughout your body. Most of them wind up in the spine, the spleen, the liver, and the brain. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, and the kidneys. That's why the bucket was invented, because those people didn't have a bathtub. The bucket the bucket was for them so they can pull the stuff up from the lower extremities so that their kidneys would have lighten the load. That worked really well at the beginning, at the time, for all I knew. And then if you didn't have a bathtub, you could use this to help pull this shit out. I've actually had my mom on this thing. And it's been she was only on it for 4 days, and what a difference. Okay, nanoparticles stabilized by EDTA. Can translocate from the bloodstream to various organs, including the liver, kidneys, brain, and I forgot spine. But you should use it because some expert read a patent, not understanding what they were reading. This is how they put the injection together, by you combining the EDTA with it. I'm not sure what I don't know what how to even explain how that even came to being. So now what? What are you supposed to do, right? This is a question. What are we supposed to do now? Oh no. We have a conundrum. We have people who are limited and really aren't helping, because the fact is they aren't shown the facts in regard to this and will dissuade people from real solutions. Now, again, if we are dealing with nano poisoning, I don't call it Morgellons because Morgellons is bullshit. All bullshit. Okay. Morgellons is the end result. And they don't even, and even Carnicom is now saying that he hates the term Morgellons. What's he call it? Cross domain bacteria is what he's actually calling it. Which actually makes more sense. It's more accurate, actually. But Morgellons doesn't exist, never did. Morgellons was the end result of a causality. That was the symptomology. The fibers that were growing and extending, but again, that will never change because people are locked in on that bullshit. But what we're looking at is causality. That was the symptomology. So we have a kind of, okay, so here... They are showing facts regarding to this and will dissuade people from real solutions. Now, again, we are dealing with nano poisoning. Then the process is real simple. Disengage it. Remove it from the body. Because if you don't, you still will have heavy metal poisoning. And then restore. Okay. Disengagement is important. Disengagement will only come from eliminating its functionality, or erasing, or disrupting, or destroying the program. And you'll need tech to remove tech. Herbs are not going to do it. Vitamins aren't going to do it. Essential oils aren't going to do it. Okay. Essential oils will help in flushing the stuff out once it's been disengaged. Vitamins will help flush the stuff out once it's disengaged. Herbs will help flush the stuff out once it's disengaged. You can use saplings, herbs with high in saplin to help flush it out. You can use sunflower lecithin to help remove it. You can use sulfur. Did I say sulfur? Sulfur is a big player here. And you'll need tech to remove tech, meaning you have to EMP it, or PMF, which is the same thing. PMF devices have to be able to hit with a high direct hit for it to work. Static overload, like lightning. Or supercharged electricity, like a spike lightning. If you're not doing this, then no matter what you will use, will not work. Period. If you don't shut off the program to self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate, you will not remove it. It will alter, it will morph, it will adapt to whatever you're doing to it. Whether you're using chelating agents, whether you're using herbal agents, whether you're using any kind of internal solution, if you do not disengage the functionality of this program, you are not going to shut it down. It will adapt. And if you've taken the jab, unfortunately, you have a duality of operating systems and functionality. You got a genetic operating system and you got a technological one, and they're inside of you. So anyone that's not dealing with both ends of this technology, both ends of these operating functions, then what you've got going on is bullshit. And it's all about grabbing your money. Hey, you're going to die anyway. That's how they're looking at it. Yeah, you're going to die. Don't matter. Just give me your money. I'll sell you some bullshit. Here, take this pill. Take this drug. Take this. This is what they're doing. This is unethical and immoral on every level. That's why I didn't get involved with anything I've told people, in fact, just the opposite. I've got tech. If you got nano poisoning, you know, you can use the tech. If you've got these injections, I'm very reluctant telling you to use anything because I have no idea what you're going to trigger here. So this is where I stand and what I'm doing. Now, again, my humble opinion, I'm using the most ethical approach I know how to do. But again, to tell people some stupid shit that I just heard, it's like, again, this shows ignorance, total ignorance. And you have to kind of wonder about their ethical or moral composition. I do. Like, how the fuck can you go out there and tell people shit and you don't even understand the nature of how this stuff works? You don't even understand the self-assembly, self-repair, self-replicating. How can you even give advice and stuff that you don't even understand? And that's what you got most of these people doing. They're selling you all these nano products. They're just further embedding themselves with you. And again, it's your fault, people, the general population, it's your fault for them doing it. Because the way they look at it is you are dumb and they're going to take advantage of you. See here, I can go on here. Nope. Okay, that causes sterility. I'm behind here. Hold on. So you're the one of a kind who saved a lot of mankind. Thanks so much for searching in wisdom. Is that why people are on kidney dialysis? Because of kidney? Yeah, that's one of the reasons. It's not the only reason, but it's one of them. Okay, Jesus the Truth, talk to you in a bit. Planking, hey, how you doing, Planking? Yeah, I went off because I was reading off the thing, so just got caught up. All right. When we're looking at all this stuff and we start understanding translocation and delivery method, and I mean, if anybody reads anything today in the research of nanotechnology, nanobiotech, and we're understanding they're using these devices to translocate or to deliver a payload of drugs or a payload of genetics, stem cells or whatever, using these tiny little bots to do this. In the Discord, we have I think it was the last one where I was presenting some of the things that I had come brought out of my body and explaining where you can see the nanobots inside. All you have to do is go into the general channel and scroll up and you'll see all the different bots that are involved. This is what I'm saying. Until you actually have a hands-on deal with it, you don't know. And the whole ridiculousness of what is transpiring today, it's a flabbergasting event. People are from all over the world. You got people in Japan selling all kinds of stupid shit too to the general population, and they're falling for it over there, unfortunately. And they think all these people, you know, they're special and spiritual, and they're so spiritual. Yeah, or they might say, well, we're not like the West. No, you're worse because you're far more ignorant if you believe any of that bullshit. You have to dig. You have to understand. People are going to con. What is it they're saying? A fool is soon departed of his money. I forget how that works. That whole wording goes, but this is true. If you're foolish, you're going to lose your money. If you're foolish, you're going to lose your life today. If you believe anything that the government's telling you today, you really have to understand that this is again far fetched. And you got to remember, there's so many different venues that the governments have agents in the health food industry as well that are propagating, promoting a lot of bullshit that is completely erroneous and will not help you recover. And you have to understand, in today's time, they don't care if you recover. A fool and his money are soon parted. Yep, there you go. You know, a fool and his money are soon departed. Being desperate is understandable. I get it. You know, you're now being assaulted with technology from, you know, and you don't understand it. And a lot of times people believe that they're being hit with some sort of normal activity or biological activity, when in truth it's a synthetic biology, but they don't notice, right? Again, if you're only living in a little 3-square mile town, all you know that's in that 3 square miles, there's a whole lot of out there beyond that 3-square mile town. Same thing with anything that you're dealing with today. We are no longer dealing with just some simple stuff. We are dealing with things that are very complex, very designed, very effective in creating a delivery to target people, to create the pestilence that we're seeing going on today on the planet is being manufactured by the pharmaceutical industry. It's being weaponized by the military-industrial complex. And the easiest way to wipe out a whole wave of people that have had any kind of education or understands how things are working is to just basically do a broadcast assault. You're bound to kill somebody. You're bound to hit your target if you do that. Someone sent a picture today in the Discord of what looked like what appeared to be a lightning bolt coming down from the sky hitting the ground. But the interesting thing about this lightning bolt, it came straight down and it wasn't something small. It wasn't like a little light show coming. That's a weapon. If you look at it any other way, that's a weapon. Now, if you've been convinced and made to believe that what you're looking at is some sort of lightning storm, but that's how you'll interpret that, and you'll never see the truth if that's all you know. There's a lot of shit going on in this planet today that we have to really analyze to really understand. And unless you have some kind of solid, concrete evidence to validate what you're dealing with, then the best you can say for the most part is, I don't know. So we've always been taught it's either yes or no. Yes or no, yes or no. No, it's not that. Yes, it's this. You know. And then as you get older, you find out, no, I was wrong. It's not this, but it was the other thing. So you don't know. You know, you really don't know. And until you test things, until you analyze things, till you do your research, till you dig into it, you know, anybody that's doing this, that's really doing it, and it's really giving you the real truth, that's the ones you should be supporting. Okay, those are the ones that are actually sticking their neck out for you. Where's the best place to obtain good, clean supplements, please? The best place to get them is in the bulk and put them together yourself, Tommy. I have no idea, really. I'm like you. I go into a health food store. I shake my head most of the time. About 95% of the store these days is just shit. It's garbage. Most of the supplements they're selling today, you look at them, they're all full of excipients. Some extracts are cool, good. Some extracts seem to have, seem to work, seem to have, they're effective. Usually I find they're 50% plus in the alcohol range as a preservative. They're pretty strong because the alcohol has a delivery method to get the stuff inside the system. Now, if you have an issue with alcohol, yeah, you might want to dilute it, you know. So I really don't know what – I don't have any brand names that I feel comfortable with. You know, I haven't found a multivitamin forever that has what you need, that's labeled correctly, and doesn't have shit in it. You know, I haven't. I used to give my mom a vitamin that was coming out of a company called Olympia Labs. And they used to have a vitamin that was ace. I used to give it to her. Not take this one. You know, they don't make it anymore. And it seems like that all the supplement companies have all been bought out by the mainstream pharmaceutical companies. They are a new age candy shop today. You go in there and okay, even the food. I go to one over here that has food products, you know, jarred tomato sauces and avocado sauces and all these different sauces. And when you look inside of them and you read the labels, they've got excipients in them. Some of the shit's just as bad as the stuff in the normal grocery store. So I don't see any big, you know, you got to read. Yeah, let's say I go into a health food store and I decide I want to get amino acids, okay, or magnesium, like a magnesium citrate or, potassium citrate, potassium chloride. calcium carbonate, whatever. I'm getting it in a powder form. Now, based on what I'm reading on the label, and again, this is all you can go by, unless you go and look up the company and see what shit they've got in their stuff. If all that's in it is magnesium citrate, I'll grab it. If all that's in it is potassium chloride, I'll grab it. If all that's in it is calcium carbonate, I'll grab it. You know, same with amino acids. If I go into a store and I'm looking at, say, L-leucine. L-leucine is tough to break down, so you got to cut that with an acid when you do anything with it, or carbonate it, add some phosphorus to it, like, you know, IP6, trisodium phosphate, some phosphorus to it to help it as a delivery mechanism. If I get lysine, you know, I'll get that in a powdered form. Then if I want to, I'll buy a 00 capsule, which is a 700 milligram cap, that you can put these powders into if you want, you know, turn them into a whatever. Even IP6, if I'm getting an IP6, I try to get a powdered form, make sure there's no other shit in it, and then compound it myself for myself. So like I said, there are some products, like there's a product called Lorisedin, which I think is a great product. It's like swallowing soap, technically. It's a saponin-like material has high lauric acid in it, which again will disinfect and help boost your immune system. That's on the market. You know, basically what they did with that is they took monolaurin and combined it with glycerin. So when you mix it with fluid, it actually acts as a hydrator, or actually activates the soap in it, basically, you know, sunflower lecithin. You know, there's a lot of products out there that have, you know, that's another one that's still decent. If you can find egg yolk lecithin in a liquid, which is very expensive, I mean, I have not been able to find it, I would actually tell you to use that one more. That's by far the best lecithin out there on the market, if you can find it. You know, we used to buy it in Canada about 25 years ago. If you remember the Bulk Barn used to carry egg yolk lecithin. Not today. Today it's all soy or sunflower. So yeah, I would probably tell you that's probably the best advice I can give you. Now, don't buy something because they're being advocated by a doctor. Those are usually the worst ones. Most of the ones that doctors are advocating today are just fucking garbage. You know, they're loaded with excipients. Even the silica, sometimes the silica is in the capsule. Sometimes they have a packet that they use for keeping the bottle dry. You know, I don't know why they don't just put tissue paper in the bottle. They used to do that. Work just as well. So like I said, I don't know what to tell you. You know, if you were in Windsor, I would tell you go to a farm supply in Windsor and get your colostrum from there. They got one that's like 98% pure. I can't find anything decent in the US. All the shit you got here is like 10%, 20% colostrum, the rest is milk. So you know, you have to look, you know. And some companies are MLMs. That's another farce. Most of these MLM companies are scams, you know, total scams. There was a good product out years ago, but you cannot find it unless you join an MLM company and you sell their shit for them. It was called Transfer Factors. Okay, you can get transfer factors just by getting colostrum, but you'd have to get a good colostrum to get it. So the best way to get it is from either a cow's tit, a sheep's tit, or a goat's tit. That's the best way to get it. You know. Well, it's not in Windsor. You got to go to the cow. Where are you at, Sir Brando? Whereabouts are you? You know. There are companies you can look up in Canada. I think it's called PV Mart. They sell stuff. Any farm supply. If you're in Windsor, go online, look up farm supplies. And then when you get there, send me an email. And I'll tell you which one to get. But yeah, you can't find a lot of stuff in the health food store today that's worth buying. It's garbage. You know, it's you know, someone, okay. Well, find out where they are, where they're at, because then I can, you know, it's easy to tell you. Just look up PV Mart. PV Mart in Essex County. You'll find that there might be some things there. You know, but next time I go back, I will probably score a couple bags and bring it back with me. So, but anyway, where are we at? Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. All right, so let me continue what I was reading here. So we got here. let me read this real quick. Okay. Okay. Let me define self-repair or self-healing, because these materials can do this. That's why I said you really have to understand what you're dealing with. Self-repair or self-healing is the ability of a material, usually a composite or a nanocomposite, to partially or completely repair damage such as voids and cracks occurring during the service of lifetime. Self-repair is achieved by embedding nano, micro, or multi-scale repair mechanisms into the structure of the material. Autonomous self-healing refers to the ability to repair damage without any external activation. So these things have a program. That's what that's saying. Autonomous self-healing is explaining that these particles have the capacity to do this all by themselves. Non-autonomous self-repair refers to healing mechanisms which require external activation, such as heating the material. Well, you have microwaves blowing all over the place. The electrical charge can create that. If you look this up further, you'll find there's many examples throughout the internet where they can just fire a charge, a light, blue light, any kind of electrical. And we know that if you add EDTA to certain components, it actually creates a catalytic, electrocatalytic effect. In other words, it will fire up the assembly. Bazing! This could be utilized to self-repair the content of a bioweapon so that no matter what's done, it can't be reversed. Okay, and this may be the unfortunate situation. So, and I got a little picture of a little, you know, robot doing the repair, putting this one together with that one. You know, this is just a image, but it is to convey that this has the ability to do this. Okay. Where some people are today with the LMP in their DNA, vaccines can alter DNA, but the DNA also has an immune response to break down foreign DNA. Since the initial vaccines are located in the tissues, not directly inserted into the DNA direct, once it's in, the DNA seals with a peptide. The operating system is inserted, and unless you understand nanotech and genetics, you won't be successful, and no amount of chelating agent will alter this. So, what I'm trying to say here primarily is our bodies can deal with foreign DNA. We do it all the time. When we eat stuff, drink stuff, whatever. But that's because it's not directly inserted into our DNA direct. All the vaccines that we had in our bodies using in the past were not injected into our DNA, but rather they were stabilized in the tissue, in the muscle somewhere. And the body was able to develop the antibodies required for our bodies to be able to deal with whatever we were being exposed to. Today, that is not the case. Today, that is not the case. Okay. Today, now they're doing everything with mRNA, a delivery mechanism. So, let me continue here. This blissful nonsense that these people are doing isn't helping anyone but themselves. And I put dollar signs. And what of the gene editing? Okay. When we add the CRISPR editor, Where does this fall into the equation? And what code did it eliminate and what did it implant? Because a lot of that will have nanotechnology in it as well. That's not coming out through a chelator. And what materials were there that was nanometallic or nanohydrogel? Could be a peptide or a carbon. Mm-hmm. We'll remove this. No. The fairy tales. So when they tell you to use the things without any kind of real in-depth research, what you have are people who are supposedly trained in some field of medicine and is following an institutional doctrine. That's what we're seeing. That's not even showing any real science. Then they are, one, a fraud. Two, gullible to fall for every snake oil salesman. Three, uneducated to a point that anything said is parroted from another source. Are they offering you any real solution? No. In fact, they're placating to your depressed and anxious emotional state. This is what they're targeting. They aren't offering you anything other than self-destruct. And there's this as well. How long will you believe the medical establishment or those who profess to be in the field of some allopathic system has never had a cure for anything? How long will you keep believing these people? How long will you keep believing the religion of allopathy? How long? How long are you keep bowing down to the allopathic gods that can't cure anything? This is what people are doing when they go to these people. They have also subjected you to medicines of having 30 side effects for each pill they prescribe. I got an old picture here I put in here of a child that was vaccinated with a vaccine, probably a MRI, measles, mumps, and rubella. They had combined that one doctor was speaking out against. And this kid's skin fell apart. When you look at it, it's a picture. It's a horrific-looking picture. I'm giving you a heads up. But this was just with a normal vaccine, and this is on the external. Okay, we're not seeing what's going on internally. So again, a lot of the stuff that we're seeing today is nothing but again weaponized. This has all been weaponized. This was weaponized before. They've taken it to another level of weaponry. How long will you continue believing in the blasphemous system that continues to handicap society? Medical field hasn't made us live longer. They haven't done anything to help us improve our health. They've just kept us in a handicapped state. The photo is brutal, but this was even before COVID. Okay, so when we're looking at all the things that are going, I got a bunch of other pictures of different other side effects. This is what allopathic science has done, experimenting on the general population. When Congress told the vaccine companies to make safe vaccines, the response was they would stop making them because it couldn't be done. And then what they did was to pacify the general population by offering them a compensation package for vaccine injuries. This does not solve the problem. This does not solve the problem. So when we're looking at what they did is they pacified the general population so they would accept these vaccines, again, bioweapons that were, again, we're talking, since they were created in the 50s, 40s. So that if you did get injured, they would compensate you. You remember the guy that was dealing with Monsanto chemicals and they awarded him $400 million? As a severance package. How long is he still alive? How long did he live? Nice to have the money, but he was effed up. I mean, effed up. So this is what I'm saying, in regarding to all the all the things that we're looking at today. We're not dealing with just a normal vaccine. We are dealing with an advanced form of bioweaponry. And we're not in any way, shape, or form going to be getting out of this. Well, Selma, it's expensive because if it's pure, and it's not just a milk product, you have to look at the percentage of the colostrum in there. I called a lot of the companies. I even called the one in Ontario, that was actually in Alberta, where it's coming from. But I called that company, and they told me the breakdown of the colostrum that was involved. So that's why I went with it, because it was actual colostrum and not milk. The stuff from New Zealand is 90% milk, so you're paying about $100 for a gallon of milk, or not even a gallon, pound of milk. Whee! $100 for a pound of milk. Wow. It's bad enough when you go to the grocery store and you got to spend $25 for dry milk, you know, powdered milk. So, you know, we're not in any kind of reality, but the purer the product, okay, the more it costs you. 3,000 milligrams per serving, and what's the serving size? You know, what's the actual serving size? You know, because that's what you got to look at. What's the serving size? If it's per 3 grams of the product, you're getting 3 grams of the colostrum, then that's pure colostrum pretty much. But if you're taking, say, 30 grams of the product, and you're only getting 3 grams out, then that's milk. That's primarily milk. So, again, this is another pile of bullshit. Two teaspoons. That's 10 grams. So 10 grams, 3 grams, that's milk. That's primarily milk. So that's what I mean. You gotta read these things. You got to kind of understand what you're reading. You know, 3 games. Two teaspoons is 10 grams. What are you saying now? 3 games. Yeah, if you're getting 3,000 milligrams per 3 grams, then you got a pure product. But if you're taking 3 grams with a 10-gram dose, then that's milk, mostly milk. That's like 30% colostrum, which is probably not going to be too bad in America, you know, because it's very hard to get anything that's real here. Sorry, what? I don't follow. Sorry. Okay, so again, so you're getting 3 grams or 3,000 milligrams per 2 teaspoons, which is 10 grams. Just let me know, I have my beer and my hockey, and I'll be okay. Yeah, there you go. You'll have big boobs, big ass, big hips, you know, manhood shrinkage, balls malfunctioning. Yeah, you'll be okay. You'll fit right in with everybody else. All right, I'm going to wind it down. I think I've already put in the Discord links. I think I did do it again. And I always say at the end of these shows, like I said, because we're all tied to this end game going on, read your Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, follow it, listen to it, read it. Don't let anybody contort anything. Read it for yourself. Don't let any minister or preacher or priest or shaman or anybody else. You read it for you. Okay? You read it for you. Understand what you're reading. Understand. Learn it. Verse yourself in it. You know, I guess that's the best way of putting it. If you're going to read anything, verse yourself in what you're reading so you understand what it is. No sound. No sound. Let's see here. Can you guys still hear me, or did I lose you? Show's almost over. Yeah. So we have a Discord. You're all welcome to come to the Discord. Have your, again, be on your best behavior, I guess. Respect each other. But more than likely, more than free to express yourself, share what you can. That's what it's all about, sharing and understanding. So feel free to come in, make friends, make some friends. You might be surprised. You can actually talk in there without being censored. All right. So next show should be on the 16th, 8 p.m. Eastern. So till then, we'll see you then. To your health. Take care. See you. When is today? So see you Monday, I guess. All right. Take care.